Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is here. Are you at the Nerve Center? Are you home? Where are you at today?
Well, no, I'm here. I'm at the Nerve Center, yeah.
How's the Nerve Center today?
Bustling. I'm kidding. No, it's not. I can't remember the last time this place was bustling.
Remember when it was bustling?
Yes. It's been a long time.
I don't think you liked it bustling. Did you like it when it was bustling?
Probably not.
Yeah. Do you miss me when you probably just say no then? When you're in one of your moods and I come back and I just try to talk to you over and over again and just agitate you?
No, I don't. Hmm. And I'm in one of those moods too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing, just you get the blahs, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it
well,
is.
Well, I mean, come on, we got some sneet, some sleet, some snow
oh, yeah,
coming.
Right. Gorgeous.
I mean, just what a beautiful spring day.
Yeah, spring. You love spring. Your month, your season.
Oh, yeah. That's
you
right.
Down on fall. You think fall's worse than spring?
No. Right. I declared we only have one decent season. It is late May to middle October, and the rest of this state, they can shove it down the drain.
I heard something that Paul Douglas said today, and I could not believe it, but I do believe it. You know, guess how many months in Minnesota, how many months there has been no recorded snowfall?
I think I heard this recently. Oh. One. Is that
correct,
right?
Correct. July is the only month where it has not snowed anywhere in the state of Minnesota.
That tells you this. You know what this state should be? Lose our number.
Yes.
Dead to us. Honestly, how about this is a good one. I want you to think about this, and I'm not an option, by the way. Adam, you get to step into the octagon and face anyone from the Twin Cities media.
Oh.
Who is it going to be? I want you to be honest. Who kind of bugs you, and you'd kind of like to rough them up a little bit? I love everybody. Give me somebody that you see. Yeah, maybe you've even met them and they bug you. Who you got?
Who you got? Who you taking down?
Give me one of the weather people who I know you can't stand. Come on. I know you. There's a few.
You know that Ian Leonard deserves to get roughed up a little bit. He'd probably kick the living, you know what.
I was going to say, he strikes me as a very fit
human Canadian, being. Too. He's Canadian, too. So he probably.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. He'd probably rough you up, you know. Probably from Moose Jaw or something.
Great, great name. Moose Jaw.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a spectacular. What's
better,
toughest?
Moose Jaw or Yellowknife?
I've never heard of
Medicine Hat.
Medicine Hat, I know. I think Moose Jaw. Harrigan, where do you stand? Is Moose Jaw a top five name for a city?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think among those that Adam named, Moose Jaw, clearly the favorite.
Yellowknife.
Mm-hmm.
That's bizarre.
And Moose Jaw isn't?
No, that's perfect. Who would you not want to face in the octagon? Who do you fear?
Ben Lieber.
Yeah, that's true. He's now a media person. Yeah, that's not good. 651-461-9226. Someone wants to know if you're going to see Peter Gabriel. I didn't know Peter Gabriel was coming to town. I'd go to Peter Gabriel.
I did hear that Peter Gabriel was coming to town. I had no plans at this point to see Peter Gabriel. I did secure tickets, though, with a group of people to go see Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Whoa. Hmm. Am I on this texting thread?
No.
Let me see. Excuse me? We attend a lot of concerts together? Is that over? Have we moved on from that phase?
When's the last one? When was the last concert we attend? We can't. Bruce Springsteen doesn't count because we weren't together and I left early. So
that's true. That's true. One of the Foo Fighters shows we saw. Another show that you left early.
No.
You make fun of me leaving early.
You left. You're the one who leaves early. You're not
no.
the.
No, no, no. You and Jen were having some Donnybrook, and you left.
I think I moved. I don't think I left.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Can you, more text, can you defend why you're an active flat earther? That's a very good question. I've been afraid of that one. But go ahead.
I didn't want to explain it, but I've seen no proof that the Earth is round, okay? Don't give me that, show it to
those
me.
Fake, prove those it to fake me. Right. Photos.
Kyrie, me and Kyrie, man, we're one and the same there.
Would you like it better if it was a flat Earth?
No, not at all. Well, then you couldn't go around the world. You have to get to one end, and then you got to go all the way back. When you couldn't continuously go around the world.
Later in this fine show, we're going to talk about a state which is contemplating bringing back firing squads with the death penalty. Firing squads. Here's what you could do if we were a flat Earth situation. You just walk off the Earth.
Yeah. Give the old shove. Bye-bye.
That'd be it.
Walk the plank.
Yeah, that's a plank, man. Let's go to the calls here. I hope I have this right. Is it Donitza?
Yes, that's me, Donitza. Oh,
great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to ask Adam what he thinks about roundabouts, because when they work, they're beautiful. When somebody stops before entering, drives me crazy. So I just want his idea of roundabouts.
I'll give a question. Here's my answer. Roundabouts, like spring in Minnesota, are great in theory, but in practice are awful. People do not know how to use the roundabout, and they still don't know how to use the roundabout. And furthermore, now you've got the two-lane roundabouts, which just makes it even worse. People cutting in front of you and zipping left and right. Great concept, but in practice, they need a lot. You know what? In 10 years, probably, we can revisit the issue, but not now. No.
I know. So, I lived in Europe for a while, got used to them, came here and going, why doesn't anybody know this? Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the question.
But so because people are dopes, because you just have to be a dope enough. It's they're not complicated. They just are not complicated. So are you calling for the elimination of all roundabouts until people get smarter? Because that's not going to happen.
It is not going to happen. It's full speed ahead with the roundabouts. So, no. We'll get used to them eventually.
I mean, come on. I was at one the other. Well, I had one yesterday where out here in lovely Plymouth, the person, this is one of the driving things that drives me most nuts, is the person has the lane as they're merging from one busy road to another busy road, has the lane, but it's during rush hour, so there's a lot of traffic, but they have their own lane, and they stopped. I wanted to get them to get out of the car. I wanted to take their keys and say, no more. I'm sorry. You've lost your driving privileges.
No.
Where's that one in the ranking of
buffoonery.
Things that drive you
on nuts. Road on the road buffoonery, that's way up there.
Yeah. There's a lane in front of you.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. Mike is first up. When we come back, more of your text. Also, keep them coming. Keep another phone call. Excellent call on roundabouts. 651-461-9226. One of the worst songs ever.
No.
I mean,
come on.
Is the theme
Europe?
Horrid, rancid music?
Ugh. Watch your tongue, sir. Watch
this
your tongue.
Is Europe, man.
I'll just play this thing for the whole segment if you want me to.
I mean, it's so effective. It builds in tension and the final countdown. Are you prepared for the final countdown?
I'd take the firing squad over listening to this song repeatedly. What is the theme today?
Well, we've made it. March 21st, as everyone knows, is National Countdown Day when we celebrate all the things we can and should count down to. Therefore, all the songs will be
terrible day.
Either about or featuring countdowns.
Jesus. National Carter, this is a bottom feeder day. National Countdown Day?
I'm celebrating.
You think it would be like December 31st. You know, maybe that would be National Countdown Day.
I mean, March 21st is National. Why?
The Countdown people are an unpredictable bunch. Believe me, they've been known for that for years.
Wow. I Adam, do you know a lot of Countdown people?
I don't.
Are you in the pocket of Big Countdown?
Big Countdown.
How about our friend Rena? She reached out to me yesterday. Some horrible person sent her old Dutch ketchup flavored potato chips.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about this product?
I think Canadians are really into this. So if there's some yokel up in Moose Jaw, probably named Gord, munching on a bunch of ketchup-flavored potato chips. Gord, you're better than that. Keep it in Canada. Keep it north of the border.
No chance. Would I have one? If Hunter and Griffin were kidnapped, I'd say, you know, fight on, kids. Fight on. I'm not having any of these potato chips. Harrigan, you're with us, right?
Ketchup, potato chips, an abomination.
Yes.
You don't have to taste it to know they're awful.
Shut down the country. I'm sorry, Canada. There are things I like about you, but that is inexcusable.
But it's not as bad as the ketchup-flavored popsicles, which also exist in Canada.
Oh.
Could you imagine that? I wouldn't feed that to my worst enemy.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't feed that to Ian Leonard before we
I was gonna say,
got down.
Before the octagon.
The octagon fight.
I think a texture might have nailed it. Maybe it's countdown day because it's 3-2-1.
There you go.
Yes. I mean, you should know that. It's Ask Adam Anything. I mean, come on.
What about January Mike? 23rd? That's count up day, right? That's the...
Okay. Now you're showing off,
yeah,
right?
I know.
Nobody likes a braggart. Come on. Come on. Don't you guys know that Old Dutch is St. Paul, Minnesota company? Who cares?
Right.
Okay, I don't care. It's a terrible product. I mean, Old Dutch, you should be embarrassed. Mike is called in. Mike, go ahead. Always a pleasure to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, first of all, Adam, I haven't had a chance to tell you. I'm sorry to hear about your dad.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
And, yeah, and you're welcome. And also, just thanks for going on the air and talking about it and your relationship and everything so honestly.
I
really appreciated that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So the Grapefruit League is in full swing, and it got me wondering why we call it a grapefruit when it's big and yellow and nobody makes wine out of it.
Yeah. Also, the grapefruit.
Terrible.
You're not a grapefruit guy?
No. gross.
I've tried. I tried to do the half a grapefruit in the morning, you know, as a breakfast kind of item. But, yeah, I'm not on board. I'm not down with the grapefruit.
Mike, grapefruit guy?
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, you know, I've got to put a little sugar on it or something. Yeah. It's kind of bitter.
Real tartness to it.
You know, it would not make good wine.
No. As long as there's got to be somebody making grapefruit wine out there.
I'll bet they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably up in Moose Jaw.
Eating gummies and brewing up wine.
Well, it's gummies. Just
eating gummies.
Let's be honest.
Anything's good with gummies.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Adam, more text here. Being you're pretty much the definitive source of all accurate information. Do we actually have moon landings, or were they all on a soundstage simulation? No. And, by the way, was OJ involved?
No. We did have a – we landed on the moon. Come on. You see Buzz Aldrin, who was trying to bring that up with Buzz, see how he reacts to that?
Ooh, he'd pop you. He's feisty,
yeah.
Right? More questions. Adam, does a booby trap only catch boobs?
Yes. I mean, like a boob is in like a foolish person.
A goofball.
Yeah, a goofball. Yes.
Do we use the term boob in that manner enough?
No, I think it's passé now to refer to someone as a boob.
Did your show work blue today? I didn't hear as much
as
yesterday.
Woo!
We were a little more specific on oral sex than most might have expected.
Surprisingly, the amount of texts in favor it was probably 98-1. Actually, there was only one. There was many more that said, "Who cares? Bravo!" But there was one yesterday, and I think the same person texted back today, just still
aghast.
Aghast that it would be said.
Yes, and it's an adult radio station. Right. That's all I want to say. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Linus Construction Time Check. Is time for me to stop talking. Have them out for a free heat map analysis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.